Welcome back to the Afternoon Jones 98.5 here at the Voice of Pine Hills in Orlando. District 2 Commissioner Christine Moore acknowledged someone in the community as the 2023 Person of the Year. This outstanding individual stands out, is the cream of the crop, and we managed to have them on the phone line. Mateo Schultes on the phone line. How you doing today, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for the calling.
Yes, yes. Congratulations, first of all.
Thank you.
District 2 Person of the Year. What do that mean to you?
Oh, it means a lot. It means like knowledge, the hard work that I have been doing for the county, especially in our district, and all the work and effort that I have done. It was, first of all, it was a surprise when I was nominated and they gave me the plaque. It was really, really, they humbled me. I was very humbled by receiving this this reward.
Wow. Now, you do a lot in the community, so you just didn't pop up and they just gave you an award. You putting work in?
Yes. Like, for instance, almost twice, three times a week or four times a week, I go and pick up trash all along corridor Clackamas-Covey, all the way from Orange Blossom Trail to Hiawassee and Clackamas-Covey Road. And, excuse me, and also those nuisance signs that people place the advertisement, I pick them out of the ground. So if you notice it, that community, the road itself has been cleaned, because I've been doing this on my own time.
Wow.
And just making improvement on cleaning the road.
Wow. Oh, you know what? I always thought the county was picking it up, picking those signs up.
No, it's me, because county do not have the manpower to do so. And also, not for nothing, but county have neglected our area. And right. When we call the 311, usually it takes them a little while to answer. So as the commissioner, Christine Moore, took me under her wings, and she basically told me, hey, this is what is illegal to do, so can you help? I said, sure, I'm to the task, and that's what I've been doing since February. I have collected more than 5,000 of those nuisance signs.
Oh my God, 5,000 signs. These are illegal,
yes,
signs that have been posted up in the Clackamas-Covey area.
Yeah, shows in the Clackamas-Covey Road area from Orange Blossom Trail, Clackamas-Covey Road, Orange Blossom Trail, all the way to Hiawassee and Clackamas-Covey Road. Chosen at that 3.5 mile radius, that's how many signs we've been had collected.
Is this a job for you?
No, it's not a job. It's just a volunteer thing. It only takes about an hour a day to make a difference.
Wow.
You know, if everyone would take at least half an hour, if you see a trash, pick it up. If you see a sign, pick it up. It will make so much different. You know, I only said, just give me 30 minutes of your time, you know, and you just do it as a workout. You're like you're working out. It's just 30 minutes.
Amazing. Are you doing this by yourself? You got a team of people or what?
I started doing it by myself, and then I have another one of my co-workers, one of my friends. She also come out and do it. And the other people from the corridor communities, like Long Lake Hill, their entire neighborhood comes out and pick up trash. People from Blessing Cove, they come out and help. People from Quail Ridge, also people from Regency Park. All those people, because they have seen me working, they see it, and they're like, do you live around here? I say, not really. I live actually 3 miles from here. But this is the same corridor that I had to drive to take my son to school and everything. And I'm fed up seeing the trash and seeing the, you know, just how disgusting it used to look.
Wow, this is amazing, man. Okay, you're going to win this thing every year then. Nobody can match that. That's your award.
So, you know, I only ask, you know, for everyone to volunteer. You know, volunteer is really good because it's giving back to the community. And by giving back to the community is empowering yourself, not only empowering yourself, but pride of home ownership and community pride. That's basically what Christine Moore and everyone else on the Clackamas corridor, we are empowered, and we want to get empowered that to people on Power Drive, people on North Lane, and people in the Pine Hill section. So we want to everyone to participate and go out and clean, because it's nothing to do to complain if we're not doing it ourselves.
Exactly. Why do you care? Tell me, why do you care?
I care because the way I was raised by my grandmother. And my grandmother always had taught me to make a difference, you have to do the different yourself. And if you see trash, pick it up. Don't, if somebody throw it, well, that's not, it's, I don't want you to pass by and leave that trash there. You pick it up. Even though you didn't do it, just pick it up.
Man, we love our grandparents, man. Yes.
I said, at the end of the day, it's making your future better and it's making the future generation better. And I love the community because I moved in the community and I live in the community now 9 years. But when I first moved, we had a lot of drug dealers and a lot of prostitutes, and we got clean all of that in the area.
Wow. What is your profession?
Me, I'm a real estate. I'm a realtor.
That's good. So y'all need to, if y'all want an honest realtor, y'all need to talk to Mateo. Y'all know he care about the community, first of all. All this time he putting in. Reach out to him. Do you have a website, email address, how people can connect with you?
No, I don't have that right now because I'm working on that. But, you know, and also, like, and I want people to, like, to actually come to my community. We call Hongli Park. It's on Tlaconocoy Road and Long Road. And you will see the difference how much that community have improved because I started with my community inside, making our community better. And our prices from $60,000 that was just 5 years ago, right now they're $300,000.
Woo, look at that. Look at that. Okay, now you started a new nonprofit or you're leading a new nonprofit. Tell us about the new nonprofit.
The new nonprofit works, again, the community power, making sure that everyone is involved and everybody cares and we're there to listen to each other's issues and what can we help.
Wow. Amazing, man. Thank you. You are a hero. Mateo.
Thank you.
Schultes online on Facebook. Or go to Commissioner Christine Moore Facebook page. Like that page and comment. I'm actually speechless
for
what you've done. You know, I'm going to reach out to you. When we got stuff coming up for free events, I want to make sure I gift you some tickets to some of these events that's going to be coming up. Because you deserve it, brother. You deserve it,
thank
man.
You. Thank you. Appreciate it so much.
All right. God bless you. And thank you for your service to this community.
You're welcome. You too. Take care.
All right. All right, family. That was Mateo Schulte. Ah, man. District 2. Person of the Year. Back to more music.